Don't forget the deck, fences, trim, and flower boxes. FreshcoatChapelHill.com. What are you doing?
Dude.
How to move a chair in the studio. Presented by Al Bowers, Burger Hero.
That was pretty tough. I'm settled in now, though.
Oh, my goodness. I saw you running in here a minute ago. I saw you through the window.
Yeah?
Yeah, and one disappointing thing is you didn't have any burgers in your hand, which really upset me.
Well, I always say, Ron, it's never too early to eat a cheeseburger.
Well, it's true. It's not. So but, you should keep that in mind next time you come to the morning show here.
I will bring some next time, for sure. What's happening?
I just recorded that, so I'm going to hold you to that. It is time now for our regular This Is Tourism segment of conversation, which is something that happens every Thursday here, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. My guest does not need an introduction. He owns Al's Burger Shack in downtown Chapel Hill and in Southern Village. How you doing this morning?
I am well, sir.
Thanks for coming in. I'm doing good. Al just announced the third concept, which I'm all excited to hear about. Al's Pub Shack, a full-service restaurant with a bar. So, Al, tell us about this. What's this all about?
Oh, man, we're very excited about it. If some of us, you remember Spring Garden, back in Carrboro, back in the day, and I used to work there in college and managed it out of college. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I loved about it was this Cheers-like atmosphere with really good food.
Where everybody knows your name.
Well, that's what we're going for at the Pub Shack. We'll have a combination of sandwiches and soups and salads and, as you mentioned before, a full bar, a couple hamburgers in there, of course, and nightly dinner specials. But like I said, the focus is to create a neighborhood pub gathering spot.
So you're just going to take over the whole burger market?
Oh, no, there's plenty of room for everybody. We just like our little corner of it, that's all.
Yeah. Now, exactly where is this going to be?
So it's down Mount Carmel Church Road towards Governor's Club. It's Governor's Village.
Okay.
It's over there with, you know, the food line, I guess, is the anchor. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a vet over there. There's Tarantini's Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
And a little bistro called Flair as well. So, we can add to the dining options over there.
Folks down in that part of town can look to see Al Bowers a lot, and you're probably already seeing him as he's getting ready for this. But Al, this segment, of course, is all about tourism and why it's so important to our community. Talk to us about tourism through the lens of an accomplished restaurant owner. How do you and your businesses, including your employees, experience visitors to our community?
Well, I mean, being downtown, you get a lot of that foot traffic. You know, it's a lot of times folks just say, man, I saw that little structure beside that little house right there, and it looked kind of cool, so we thought we'd come in. And so we get that. But, you know, we feel like we represent our community, and we always want to, you know, put our best foot forward and be welcoming and accommodating and make sure they, you know, have a really good experience with our food, and that tends to lead to just an overall positive experience within the town.
Well, I think just about everybody in our local community knows about you, but your reputation is quickly spreading far and wide, and I'm just wondering about people who come from out of town, maybe to a football game or basketball game or some cultural event on the campus or whatever the case may be, and they come in to Al's Burger Shack. They have high expectations, but my question is, do you have any favorite stories of people you have met through this?
It's been a lot. The main thing is people, when they come in, they always comment on our accents.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
I mean, we've got a couple you know, I extend my vows every now and then. But we've got a couple folks that are from the country, and it's just so cool. Folks will come in, you know, especially parents with their children on college visits and college tours. They'll stop in, and I mean, it's, where are you from? Like, well, I'm from here. Where are you from? But we get that a lot. You know, it's a small, small world. Somebody came in the other day, and they were from Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. and they're taking their daughter on a college tour, and turns out she knows one of my best friends who used to be my manager here on Franklin Street, mm-hmm. and, you know, they live in the same neighborhood. I mean,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she had no idea, and so that was pretty cool.
And it really is a small world.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to paint it though, Ron.
No,
Stephen Wright.
What can community members of our local community do year round to be encouraging the positive impact of tourism in Orange County? In other words, what can regular people do who don't own restaurants?
I think they keep doing what they're doing. I mean, that's one of the things that draws people here, I think, that other than, you know, college tours and things like that, but people talk about the community.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about our citizens here, and not only, you know, just the restaurants or other businesses, but I'd say just keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the little bubble that we live in.
Yeah.
And I think the municipalities could do more as well.
Yeah.
Let's just keep doing what we're doing and enjoying this little place we live, this little southern part of heaven.
Well, I'll just keep being Al Bowers, all right?
Will do, brother.
And keep making those burgers. And one more time, the upcoming Al's Pub Shack, when does that open?
Al's
and
Pub
again,
Shack this summer. It? Yeah. It'll open this summer.
Yeah. No more specific than that?
Not really. I've learned.
You never know. But it'll be soon.
Yes.
But where's it going to be again?
It's Governor's Village Shopping Center off of Mount Carmel Church Road, out towards Governor's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And 550 Governor's Drive is the exact address.
So it will be easily accessible to everybody.
Absolutely.
Chapel Hill, Carborough.
Plenty of parking.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, Al, thank you very much for coming in.
Appreciate it, brother.
And thank you for joining us on This is Tourism, a conversation with Al Bowers. Follow Al's Burger Shack on Instagram for the latest mouth-watering creations named after real people around town, which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
The first time that ever happened was at the old Four Corners years ago. And I think they named a sandwich after Phil Ford. That's the first one I remember.
I mean, anyway. I remember that as an undergrad here.
Yeah.
And I probably subconsciously I've thought about it.
Yeah.
But no, they had Sam Perkins on there.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Lenny. Billy Cunningham was on there. I think Bobby Jones was on there. Walt Sweet D was on there.
All basketball players.
Macaulay, I think, had a sandwich.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, find all about Al's Burger Shack by following him on Instagram, and find all of my This is Tourism guests and their stories on demand on our website, chapelbrook.com. And later on in the day, you might see a picture of Al Bauer show up on social media as we talk about this. Put you on there, Al. And if we don't both break the camera.
That's right.
And listen next week at the same day and time for This is Tourism, brought to you by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. It's 8:53 at 97.9 The Hill.